No one going nowhere on the sign above the door? Is there anyone who, in their most private, excuse me, secret moments, hasn't hungered to be the one? The one who saves the planet? The one who makes a vast difference, etc., etc.? I just had that thought arise. Where it came from, who knows? And for a moment it thrilled me. And then you know what my next thought was? Man, are you totally crazy? Do you know how busy the one is? Busier than Donald Trump, clones included. What are you doing messing with that? Get back here. Sit back down. I'm a writer. I need solitude to write. The last thing in the world I want, as long as I pursue writing. And I know it may shrink when I'm a CEO, drat, is to be anyone's one. Who wants to be the one? You, in the back row, come on down. I resonate with what Achan Sumedho said about international Buddhist congresses. There is nothing more boring. Aspire not to be an attendee. Aspire to be an earthworm and just let go, let go, let go. I hear that. Nobody going nowhere. I can get that. But then folks will try to make that nobody a somebody. No thanks. I choose to write. Because when I write, I offer the mother a channel to promote love in the world. Of course, love needs no promotion once you've felt it. And why promotion? Because the purpose of life is for God to meet God in a moment of our enlightenment. Think that over. Reason it out. God is everything. How does everything know itself? To meet a fully conscious fragment of itself in a moment of union? That's the task given to every one of us, without exception, and we're given all time to do it in. So, not the one for me, another lifetime maybe. For this lifetime, no one going nowhere on the sign above the door suits me just fine.